the current vendor was doing a bit of a clear out, if you like, and he came to us with a variety of objects, and in his hand he also had 20 or so letters from an Olga Kulikovsky. Now, Olga Kulikovsky, to those who may not know, was the Grand Duchess Olga Alexandrovna. She did marry a Grand Duke, Pyotr Alexandrovich, I think, of Oldenburg, but it was a rather unhappy marriage. And in 1916, Nicholas granted her a divorce from him. She then went and married somebody that she fell in love with quite naturally in the entourage and circles that they had in the Winter Palace. And she married one of the officers called Kulikovsky. So we knew straight away when we had the letters that Olga Kulikovsky was somebody of importance, but we had just 20 letters. So we asked the vendor whether he possibly had any more, and he turned up with 500 more. So obviously we were very excited about that, and we set about reading them, because you can't really start to work with something like correspondence unless you know the content. And we realised that there were missing links within the letters. So we approached the vendor again and asked him whether he was sure that he'd bought everything here. And he wasn't sure, so we visited his home and found in storage trunk the remainder of the letters, which took us up to the grand total of somewhere over 2,000 documents, letters, telegrams, photographs, and things like that. So that's basically the story of the discovery of the collection. As we went on, we realized that we had some of the telegrams are from Nicholas II himself. We have some that are also from Maria Fedorovna, the mother. And also, we have the main bulk of the letters, Mikhail, Zenia, and Olga, plus one letter from George.